This week in West Virginia history, on November 6, 1860, Abraham Lincoln was elected 16th President of the United States. His election started a political cascade in which seven southern states seceded from the Union and formed the Confederate States of America. Four more states would join the Confederacy when the Civil War started 5 months later. In the 1860 election, Lincoln received virtually all of his support from northern and western states. The Deep South went almost solidly for the Southern Democrat John Breckinridge, while Virginia and two other states went for the supposed middle-of-the-road candidate, John Bell. While Lincoln would later be considered the political father of West Virginia, he actually received little support from counties that would make up the Mountain State. In fact, Breckinridge and Bell captured 86% of the vote in Western Virginia, while Lincoln registered only 3%. Almost all of Lincoln's support came from five northern counties: Hancock, Brooke, Ohio, Preston, and Wood. On New Year's Day, 1863, Lincoln signed off on West Virginia becoming a state. When he ran for re-election in 1864, he received more than two-thirds of the vote in West Virginia. For more information on the 1860 election, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
To find educational activities for teachers and students, go to wv.pbslearningmedia.org.